lifelong, for a long life. Or don't make fitness unnecessarily hard. Your gym teacher lied to you, and the bros, they don't know anything at all. Gym class is for teachers that can't even fake ineffective education. And the bros, they never learn anything. They're just repeating what everyone else is saying. Well, overall, the situation is not that serious. You must be careful here because there is a danger. And that is giving up fitness entirely. Maybe after high school, or in your 20s, or 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. You can't do that. You are not allowed. You can't do that to people that care about you. Your body demands a certain level of activity and rich nutrition so that you always have everything it needs. This has to happen daily. So you can't make it hell. Do you hear me? You can't make it hard. At certain times in your life, you can spike your routine to become a jogger, maybe long-distance runner, or a bodybuilder. But on average, you cultivate a wise and unstoppable endurance-based routine. We were not designed to be office workers. We very barely emerged out of chaos, and a lot of us may have pre-existing conditions that we will never learn about. Our bodies are not perfect. They are barely good enough to last 70 plus years. It is a magnificent winning lottery ticket. It's just long enough to begin forgetting stuff. It is a fair stretch of time that will only expand as AI and medicine advances and you learn to properly take care of yourself. Your nutrition and activity must match what you are evolved for. Let me repeat this, because that is your starting point. Your nutrition and activity must match what you were evolved for. Hunting, chasing, running, twisting, leaping, lifting, sprinting. And your nutrition is just dried fruits that get absorbed into seeds and nuts in your intestine, and then bounce through slowly, steadily, wisely giving up their sugars at a precise rate. This is very important for your exercise. You need trail mix or you will run out of energy. And you need the occasional parts of animal muscle because it contains the amino acids that your muscles will grow with. Vegetable-based protein seems to be just as good and not as icky. Jogging, or better yet, dancing with progressively heavier dumbbells comes pretty close to what you need. Don't worry about anaerobic versus aerobic. Bros that cut off their blood flow during exercise are simply grossly uneducated. They are, in fact, dangerously stupid, having completely misunderstood science, medicine, textbooks, and models. And whatever muscles they did put on, they did it long ago, before they hit their plateau. They don't know how to grow muscle. They lift too heavy and do not advance at all. You have to gradually build up your routine based on evidence and models that you can verify with your eyes or imagination. You have to ask, Do joggers build muscles on their legs? And what would exactly happen if they put on a 10-pound weight vest and began gradually and wisely increasing their weight by 2 pounds? Would their muscles grow, shrink, or stay the same size as their vest increased all the way up to 40 pounds? You have to use your imagination. You already have all the answers. Could a hopeful jogger on their first day make any progress if they wore a 40-pound vest and hope to slowly run a full 26-mile marathon? Or could it be that it's better if they started with 3 or 5 pound dumbbells and hope to walk 10,000 steps and then power walk and then shuffle dance and then jog as they grew in capability? As you ponder these simple questions, always be mindful that you have a responsibility to people that care about you, and you must never jeopardize your workout routine, ever. Just ask your older self what their regrets are. Focus on building up your endurance to accomplish truly extraordinary things, on creating something that is worth cultivating and protecting throughout your existence. You may learn to hike the Appalachian Trail or the Triple Crown of the AT, PCT, and CDT. Or perhaps run multiple consecutive ultra marathons. Whatever it is that calls to you, that you eventually get good at out of that inexhaustible power within you, your routine must be lifelong, and you must live a long life.